There are all kinds of people in the body of Christ, all kinds of strengths and all kinds of weaknesses, all kinds of needs to be met. That's why the Holy Spirit bestows spiritual gifts on those who believe to help each other in the race of life. The gifts are as diverse as those who receive them, and each one is critical if the body is to function as God intends. Today, more teaching on your gift. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Dr. Lutzer comes now to conclude his message on the gift of service.
What Paul is saying is that there is diversity of gifts. Some people's gifts may be more public than others. Some people's may be more gifted in one area than another. But a spiritual gift is a divine ability for service. It is a divine ability to serve, and God has given you that ability, whether you found it or not. It is there as a member of the body to function together with a sense of unity that we enjoy. Let us help us just nail this down as we look at a couple of bottom lines as to what this should mean to us individually and where we go from here. First of all, it is clear that everyone has a gift. Now, I've emphasized it, but just look at what it says there in verse 7. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit. Verse 11, last part of the verse. The Holy Spirit of God gives gifts, apportions to each one individually as He wills. And then if this isn't beautiful enough, notice it says it again in verse 19, I think it is, as the Apostle Paul goes on, he speaks about the fact that it is God who determines where we fit in the body. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each of them, as He chooses. Imagine, God chose that you would have the gifting that you have. If I may be permitted a personal word, I was just thinking about this past week. I was a boy born on a farm, born in an old farmhouse about 5 miles from a town of 75 people. To think of the fact that God already then had shaped me in such a way, knowing that I'd come to saving faith in Christ, that He would say, I'm giving Him this gift. Now, I believe personally that my gift, my number one gift, is the gift of exhortation. Differs a little bit from the gift of teaching, though, of course, I can teach as well. And when I exhort, I teach. But at any rate, that's my hard wiring. But just like I happen to know what my gift is, you also should know that there are ways to find out what your gift is. We have a class here at the Moody Church called Serving with Purpose. And you can always check the bulletin to see when it begins. And its intention, among other things, is to help people to know their spiritual gift and where they can plug in. Now, I don't believe that God raises up ministries unless He also supplies the gifting to sustain those ministries. As we learned a few weeks ago in our children's ministry, we're really ministering to 3 times the number of children than we did, say, 5 years ago. And constantly the children's ministry, we are looking for people to serve. Well, I believe that they are among us. But there are some of you, perhaps, who have never even investigated or made the effort to know what your role can be in a ministry like this. God doesn't raise up churches and ministries unless He gifts the church to function. And constantly, of course, we need parkers and we need ushers and we need those who become involved in the music ministry, and all the way down the line as found week by week in our bulletin. And I'm saying to you today, be willing to do anything, try to do some things. And others, as they affirm you in what you are doing, it is a way in which you can say, this is where I fit in the body. And that's why we have a kiosk in the back where you can go. the connection corner to help find out where you belong. Isn't it sobering to think? Is it okay if we're just blessed for a moment? The same Holy Spirit that converted the Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus is the same Holy Spirit now who 2,000 years later converts people, saves them, transforms them, and then gifts them in the body. It's our gift from God, and everyone has a gift. Secondly, let me say that if you are dissatisfied with your gift, you're really dissatisfied with God, because he's the one who gave it to you. And I'd like to extend this a little bit, because there's some teenagers here and others who fit into that category who struggle with the way in which they look, all the competition as to how you look in today's world. And of course, there are things we can do to improve our appearance and so forth. But the raw material was given to you by God. Be content with who you are. Be content with the way in which God created you and formed you in your mother's womb. Please be content with who you are. And when you look into the mirror and wonder where God was when you were put together, remember this. He made you the way he did for a very specific purpose, and you have a role to play in the body. You say, well, Pastor Luther, what about those who can't serve, maybe because of disabilities, mental disabilities, physical disabilities? I believe that they have a role in the body. And the role that they have in the body is that they give the rest of us an opportunity to serve, to learn what it is, to be selfless, and all the lessons that folks like that teach us. They may not have upfront gifts, but that's not Paul's point at all. In fact, he says those gifts that are more necessary, he says sometimes they're hidden away. So together we function as a body, because you are part of that body. And of course, if you must recognize also that giftedness means givingness. Now, I don't know if there's a word like that, but let's just say that there is. Let's make it up. Givingness. Tony Evans, that great, wonderful African-American preacher who says things much better than all the rest of us, he was preaching one time, and he said, it is not just a bad idea. He said, it is a sin to say, preach to me, sing to me, keep the church warm for me, visit me when I'm sick, bury me when I'm dead, but I won't sign on for anything, I won't commit anything, I won't do anything, I'll just be here. I can't imagine Jesus saying to one of his people, well done, thou good and faithful servant, for thou hast listened to 2,641 messages, and almost twice the number of choir anthems. Enter thou into the joy of my Lord. I don't think so. I don't think so. God expects us to be involved. And when you read the bulletin and when you hear about needs, God has already raised up people. If only we'd all listen, we'd all be sensitive, and we'd all say, yes, this demands sacrifice, but this is where I fit in the function of the body, and we're here to help you find that out. You know, in many churches, there is a plaque that usually appears in a hallway or in the lobby, and it lists those who died in the war. Sometimes I've seen them, World War I from the church, the people who died in World War II. There is a story about a mother who was looking at the list of names, and her little boy said, Mommy, what is that? And she said, well, this is a list of people who died in the service. He said, the morning service or the evening service? Folks, we're here to change this community. We're here to make a difference in the city of Chicago. We're here to be able to help the needy and to share the word of God in so many different ways. But we need all of you. We need people to teach. We need people to give. We need people to exhort. We need administrators. We need those with the gift of helps. And together we make the difference, not individually, because we function as the body for which Christ died. And you have a part in it. Now, if you're here today and you're investigating Christianity and you've never trusted Christ as Savior, could I encourage you that if you receive Christ as Savior, as I mentioned at the beginning of this message, you too are translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and you become a part of the body. And then you, as you begin to learn about the giftedness, discover your gift, which may be related to a natural talent, but it may also be distinct from a natural talent. It is God's ability to be able to help you serve. Together, we can make a huge difference. Let us pray. Father, please help us to realize that this is not about us. This is all about you. And we desire from the depths of our soul, you be glorified. No man, no servant, you, O Lord God, be glorified in this church by a functioning body that cares, that loves, that's involved, that's making a difference for your glory. We love you. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Pastor Lutzer, and the message that you have listened to is just part of a larger series entitled When the Spirit Has His Way. It's our desire for all of us to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God, to know that He has been poured out upon the church so that we can be a distinct people. I hope that you are experiencing His ministry and His power in your own life and your own experience. And if you've listened to this message, you know how wonderful it is to realize that the Holy Spirit takes an interest in every single one of us, giving us a gift so that we can serve the body of Jesus Christ. I say to you today, my brother and my sister, you fit somewhere within the body. I just trust that all of us will be able to function with joy and confidence wherever God has placed us. Now, in a moment, you're going to be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. We want you to be able to enjoy them again, share them with your friends. And if you wish to connect with us, if you want to know more about the ministry of Moody Church, you can go to moodychurch.org. That's moodychurch.org. And if you wish to email us and let us know how this ministry has blessed you, that's media@moodychurch.org. media@moodychurch.org. I hope to hear from many of you. Also, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you could encourage us by telling us that, because we delight in seeing God's Word work in our lives. You have a good day, all day.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Gift of Service, the 9th message in a series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, join us in Galatians chapter 5 for a look at the gift of spiritual fruit. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.